And checking sports in girls' regional golf action yesterday, Atlantic heading to the state golf championships says they are one of two Hawkeye 10 conference teams to advance through the Region 2 action at Nevada yesterday in Class 3A. Atlantic posted a 363 team total that won the regional title. As Shenandoah placed second at 383, they both advance as teams. Brooke Newell led the way for Atlantic. She was the overall medalist, finishing with an 80. Aaron Olson shot a 90. That was good for fifth place overall for Atlantic. Also for Shenandoah, Anna Carlson had a 90 to lead them. And also it was Clarinda's Grace Davidson advancing, shooting an 87. She finished fourth overall in yesterday's action. Also in Class 2A, Region 2 at Neola, Alta Aurelia edged Trainer by just a few strokes at the Quail Run Country Club at Neola. Trainer shot in a 345, and that was just four strokes back of Alta Aurelia, shot 341. Both those teams advance. Allie Anderson of Trainer won the regional medalist title, shooting an 81 yesterday. Randy Robinson was fourth with an 85, also for Trainer. Madison Ditchler shot 91, Kayla Chapman 88, McKenna Waffle 96, and Sierra McGuire a 97 yesterday in that regional championship. Also in Class 1A at Anita yesterday in Region 2, West Monona and Boyer Valley, the top teams. West Monona shot 368, Boyer Valley a 400, as they both qualify for the state meet. Also, Griswold's Matea Peters ended up advancing as she tied for fourth, shooting a 91 yesterday to move on to state. Also in a Class 4A regional at Carroll, Creston shot a 349 and won their regional title as they move on. Spencer also advancing as they placed second yesterday. Those are the teams that advanced yesterday through that Class 4A regional meet up north. Also in high school action yesterday in boys soccer postseason play and sub-state action in first round play, first in Class 1A, sub-state 7, it was Atlantic beating West Central Valley 7-1. David Thompson at three goals to lead the way for the Trojans. Also AHSTW beat Ankeny Christian Academy 4-1. Des Moines Christian knocked off Nottoway Valley 9-1. In 1A sub-state 8 first round play, it was Missouri Valley falling to Riverside 4-1. St. Albert beat Clarinda Academy 5-1. Tri-Center over Trainer 3-1. In 2A play yesterday in the first round, Harlan shut out Creston 2-0 and Denison beat Carroll 11-0. In 3A sub-state first round action, Lewis Central over Thomas Jefferson 3-1. Des Moines Lincoln beat Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln 8-1 yesterday in boys soccer. Girls regular season soccer action yesterday saw AHSTW beat Riverside 10-0. St. Albert over Kemper Catholic 4-0. Creston beat Carlisle by a 5-2 final. Also in high school boys baseball action yesterday is the first day of the baseball season. Opened up yesterday in Hawkeye 10 play, Clarinda beat Bedford in 8 innings, 6-5. Creston over Southwest Valley, 16-6. Corner Conference play saw East Mills beat Clarinda Academy, 34-3. And Fremont Mills over Essex, 16-1. In girls softball play yesterday, Hawkeye 10 action saw Creston beat Southwest Valley, 15-0. It was St. Albert edging Abraham Lincoln, 6-5. Also, Western Iowa Conference team IKM Manning a winner. They beat Charter Oak Ute by a 4-2 final yesterday. Major League Baseball last night saw Randall Grichuk hit a tie-breaking solo homer in the ninth inning, lifting the St. Louis Cardinals to a 4-3 win over Chicago. Matt Adams tied the score with a two-run homer off in the seventh inning for St. Louis. Major League leading ninth pinch-hit homer of the season. That also ended a streak of 13 innings of one-run pitching by Chicago starter John Lackey against his former team. Trevor Rosenthal pitched a scoreless ninth to grab the win. Elsewhere in the National League, Pittsburgh beat Colorado 6-3. The Mets over Washington 7-1. Dodgers 1-0 over Cincinnati. San Francisco 1-0 over San Diego. Interleague play, it was Detroit over Philadelphia 5-4. Miami beat Tampa Bay 7-6. Salvador Perez had a career-high 5 hits, including a double, a triple, and an RBI to lead the Kansas City Royals to a 10-4 win over the Minnesota Twins last night. Paulo Orlando added 3 hits and 2 RBIs in that rain-delayed game for the Royals as they pick up the victory. Elsewhere, the White Sox beat Cleveland 7-6, Angels over Texas 2-0, Cleveland 5-1 over Chicago, and Oakland beat Seattle 5-0. When Alex Gordon and Mike Moustakas collided while chasing a foul ball on Sunday, the Kansas City Royals gasped at the prospects of losing two All-Stars on one play. A day later, the news could have been much worse. Gordon was placed on the 15-day disabled list Monday with a fractured right wrist, but will not need surgery. Moustakas was held out of the series opener in Minnesota, but he is considered day-to-day with a bruised knee. The break in the Scaphoid was non-displaced. Gordon is expected to miss 3 to 4 weeks. Those All-Stars were injured in a loss to the White Sox in Chicago Sunday when they slammed into each other while chasing after a fly ball in foul territory. In the NBA playoffs, the Toronto Raptors are alive and well. It's all even in the NBA's Eastern Conference Finals thanks to the Raptors' all-star backcourt duo. Kyle Lowry had 35 points and backcourt mate DeMar DeRozan added 32 as the Raptors tied the series at 2 games apiece with a 105-99 victory over the Cleveland Cavaliers. Game 5 set for Wednesday night in Cleveland. Good news for Warriors fans. Golden State forward Draymond Green will be on the court tonight when the Warriors try to tie the Western Conference Final against Oklahoma City at 2 games apiece. Green has been fined $25,000, but he somehow wasn't suspended by the NBA for kicking Oklahoma City's Steven Adams in the groin Sunday night. The league also upgraded the foul to a flagrant 2, which would have resulted in an automatic ejection had officials given that ruling when it happened. Green was called for a flagrant foul 1 after he was fouled by Adams and kicked his leg up into Adams' groin. The San Jose Sharks beat the St. Louis Blues 6-3 in the Western Conference Final. The Sharks take a 3-2 series lead back to San Jose for game number 6. Joe Pavelski had 2 goals and an assist. Joel Ward also scored twice, including 1 of 2 empty netters in the final minute for San Jose. Joe Thornton had 3 assists. The Sharks can advance to the Stanley Cup Finals for the first time in team history with a victory Wednesday night on their home ice. Tom Brady will appeal his 4-game deflate suspension by the NFL, seeking a second hearing before the second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Brady wants a hearing from the full 13-member court after 3 judges ruled 2-1 that Commissioner Roger Goodell was within his power to issue the suspension. Brady could ultimately try to take his case to the U.S. Supreme Court. That's Check of Sports this hour. It's our sports update this morning, brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.